You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, 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 and welcome to another Scoutcast. It's been a while. As always, you are joined by me, Andy, FPL Mode, and we are also joined by Seb. Seb, have you been missing FPL?
What's FPL, mate?
Exactly.
Hi. Good to. I mean, we haven't done one for a couple of weeks, have we?
Yeah, so, a couple of weeks.
We need to catch back up to what's happening FPL. I'm told big things are happening, which I found out about 12 minutes ago. So I'm excited to learn more, Andy. Tell me more.
Yes, we'll be talking about the brand new game mode in about 5 minutes, but we will say hello to Rich first. Rich, how's it going? Sitting pretty there on 16K.
Yeah, I saw my massive green arrow on free hit last week.
Yeah.
All good. Yeah. I said guaranteed green arrow, didn't I?
It is good because this is so we obviously didn't stream last week, and that was after the worst scoring average FPL week ever. Like ever. I think it was 12 points was the average last week.
Even like in a snowed off nonsense week.
Apparently it was the worst week we've ever had on average. Yeah.
But you quizzed me. Who did I say I was most excited about? You Seb? Can't even remember now, can you? Seb? I was excited about Seb. Yeah. Well, Seb wasn't actually here. it was Gibbs White.
Oh yeah, it was. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. There we go. The main man.
The only place I think I got points. Off my bench.
No, fair play. Obviously, I had a langer. That didn't go quite so well. But we'll talk about that in a minute. We'll talk about that in a minute.
Because no, we don't have to.
It won't take us long to add up our points from last week. We've got a massive show for you tonight because there is so much that's been going on in FPL. We are going to talk about the new game mode very, very quickly. We are going to be looking at our points from last week, which we are not going to be dwelling on for too long. Then we're going to be talking about the confirmed double game week. So the massive thing that happened over this international break is that the fixtures have been announced and we've got our confirmed double game weeks, blank game weeks, and some more kind of, we think they're going to be happening, double game weeks as well. So we're going to be talking about those too. We're going to be looking at the fixtures. We're going to be talking an awful lot about our strategies moving forward. We have three people on the pod here who have three very different strategies. My strategy, Rich's strategy, and Seb's thinking of his strategy as we're going. So we'll see how we get on with those. Then we've got our over or under again, which is going to be very interesting this week because we've got some big players in there. Then we've got our best teams. We've got a community team. And we've got a little bit of a Q&A with you at the end as well. We've got loads of people in the chat already, so thank you so much for joining us. We've got Claire FPL, Sean, we've got FPL Raptor, Evening Raptor, we've got Heather, Jose Campos, Stephen Harker, Stay. We've got loads of people. Stay, I love how out of sync the audio to the video is. Is it that bad? Let us know if that's everybody, because it genuinely could be. I've got no idea. Let's have a little bit of a chat first, though, at this brand new game mode that has been brought out by Fantasy Premier League. Seb's been championing this ever since it came out, so he's excited to talk to everybody about it. So I've just got the tweet up here that Fantasy Premier League sent out, and it says, Fantasy Challenge provides the chance to win prizes with a brand new challenge every single game week. Will you accept the challenge? So basically, it is like you are free hitting every week, and you can pick your team from new, and you're just playing against everybody else for that week. You don't have mini leagues yet, which I think is one of the biggest things they might change moving forward.
But there are mini leagues.
Oh, are there? Oh, I didn't think there were mini
leagues.
There
are mini leagues.
Brilliant. Yeah. That's how much I know about it as well.
I'm in many mini leagues already.
Are you?
No.
Oh, right. I was going to say.
No, not yet. Not yet. I'm going to pick and choose some great ones.
Yeah, good. Yeah. So it looks like it could be quite fun. There are different stipulations every week as well. So, for instance, the first week, it's unlimited budget. The week after, I think there's one where you can only pick Liverpool and Man United players, something like that. They score double. And then there's one with a four.
And Man United players would need that, won't they?
Yeah, so. Yeah, just to catch up. So it could be interesting. I have my reservations about it a little bit, but before I go on to those and bring the tone down, we're going to go to Rich first so Seb can think about what he thinks about it. But Rich, what do you think about this new game mode?
I mean, I do think it's exciting. It's nice they're actually doing something. As in, they had a draft, didn't they, a couple of seasons ago. The only thing I struggle with is I'm so addicted to FPL that I find it hard to care about other game modes as much. Like, my player scores in draft, but I don't own them in FPL, I'm not exactly happy. Like, I can maybe tell myself, oh, yeah, I'm glad Salah scored because I've got him in draft. But really, I'm not glad.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's what they're competing against. They're competing against themselves. Because the main game is so good and so addictive. But, I mean, it's good to have a little bit more fun, and it's nice they're actually trying to add extra stuff to the game to try and make it a bit less stagnant. But, I mean, it could well be fun as well. And it's beta tested, isn't it? So this could all be, I'm sure there'll be feedback and they'll maybe improve stuff properly for next season.
And I like the idea of, if it really took off, I love the idea of people being able to do content around this as well. That would be a bit different. Seb, what do you think about the game mode from, what you've seen of it so far?
I mean, it sounds like you say, like, they'll be competing with themselves with FPL, but I guess probably not as much as you think. It sounds like it's targeted. Obviously, we know FPL kind of exists to generate engagement with the Premier League, and I think is a successful tool at doing that. So realistically, they've probably looked at, we'd like to introduce new ways of playing and new exciting things. Should we add to the main game or should we add something different? And I think this probably captures a share of the market, especially at this stage of the season. And I know it'll probably be there from the beginning if it's successful next year. But people who maybe have lost interest in the traditional game, we're 30 odd weeks in now, you could be well off, you could be not updating your team each week. Whereas you see this, especially with a fresh challenge, you might think, oh, cool, Liverpool, Man United, I've got an edge there. And it's a way for you to engage and compete on a much shorter timescale. So I would understand why it wouldn't excite or might not excite a lot of people who listen to this, because we're pretty hardcore about the main game. But I think there's a good chance it'll be successful as a sort of more casual thing you can dip into and out of every week.
Yeah, I think that's the way to maybe play it, is that you don't have to do it every week. Like you said, we kind of think about FPL an awful lot, whereas having a game that you can pick up and drop down whenever you want to, I think could be quite fun. And one week you go, do you know what? Let's just pick this up and see what happens. And I think that could be quite fun. The only thing I will say is, and this is my biggest reservation about it, is I don't really know why they're using the prices from the game to make this game. So you're doing a free hit every week. And so, for instance, someone like Palmer... Yeah. Who is, essential in everybody's team, is still going to be in this game in everybody's team because he's going to be under 6 million. They should change the prices every week. That's the only thing I'd say. So,
yeah, that's weird. A bit like, some of the other games where they're like weekly games and you have a price that's appropriate. You basically price them according to what you think they're going to score, and it's your game. It becomes over-under, right? That's kind of then the game you're trying to play, right? You're trying to maximize budget and get over or under expected score, and lots of variance gets to play because it's 1 week long. But yeah, using prices from the full FPL game, I guess it creates that link for people, that cognitive link to the main game. So if you know Palmer is good in the game we're playing, you know who Palmer is. It's the same proposition, right? So it's less of a leap for people. But then maybe that goes against what I was saying, where, it's not meant to be for us.
Yeah, that's the only thing I would say, because I think you'd be surprised after playing it for 3-4 weeks. I know they've got the different stipulations and things, but I think after playing for 3-4 weeks, you'll realise that certain players are in the game a lot because because they're so cheap, and actually they shouldn't be in real, if that makes sense now. But yeah, it's going to be interesting seeing how it goes. But I think I tweeted earlier saying if it's still going in August, I'd be surprised, but you never know. Like, it could be okay. Draft is another one. Like, I love the idea of draft, but it just feels like something they've chucked out and not really looked at again, if that makes sense. What do you think, Rich?
I mean, draft, I think that relies on being with good people. As in, because if you do a draft league with nine people who aren't actually playing, then what's the point? I think you've got to have that, a bit like the NFL game. I know you play NFL fantasy as well, but I think you've got to have a good group. Whereas the only thing with this that I'm disappointed in is, let's say, I think every week your scores reset. So there's no global league. You don't keep your score and accumulate over the season. I think they've missed a bit of a trick there, because something just with the main FPL game, sometimes I do realise the one boring thing is I'm looking at rolling this week and then I'll have gone like a month without using a transfer. So I'm just spending my time planning while knowing I'm not going to do anything. Yeah. At least with this game, you could go like, I mean, you could pick five players from the same team. So you can have like, you know, three, four, five defenders from the same team. And like, that's a lot more fun. Because, I mean, you could sit there one week thinking something. Like, you could think Wolves are going to keep a clean sheet this week and be very, very confident about it. But because of, you know, we have limited transfers in FPL, or the fixtures might be bad after that, you're never going to actually go with that hunch.
Yeah.
So you could actually back yourself. You know, when people say, oh, I knew this was going to happen this week.
You could actually do that.
You could have done it there, couldn't you, mate?
And I will say as well, people will find out very, very quickly. It is a very, very different way of playing when you're doing just a weekly thing where your team changes every week to how you play in FPL. So, I've done it before where I play weekly games, and the way you build a weekly team is completely different to how you build a team in FPL. So, you know, like Rich alluded to there, you're stacking certain teams, you're going, if you can pick five from one team as well, you will just go all out on certain teams and things like that. And it's going to be interesting to see how people play it. So I probably will play it just to like make a team and just see how it goes. But yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how it does. I just hope it isn't kind of just left to die like draft was a little bit.
There's two other things on it. Sorry, Andy.
Yeah, because I feel like draft, when it first came out, you saw a bit of content about it and actually was quite exciting to start with. And that's really died off. And it would be interesting to see how this one goes as well. At least they're doing something, but I have my reservations.
Yeah, no, I was just going to say, because I've also noticed that Praz and I think Fran have already found a couple of possible loopholes for the game. Yeah. So there's going to be that as well. There was one other thing. Do you know what? It must have been that important.
Tell us what the loopholes are.
Right? I've just forgotten. The loophole seems to be, and we don't know if it's confirmed, but I think if you've got a player captained, say you've got a player vice-captained, and they get a huge score, you could then, because you can transfer out players until they play. Yeah,
there's no deadline.
Until their game time.
Oh, so
like it's interactive during the week. A bit like Ultimate FPL used to be,
and
if you remember that.
It's because you've got a bench as well, whereas a lot of these players don't have a bench. So because you've got a bench, you can swap people over. Yeah.
So if your vice captain goes big, you can then transfer your captain out for like an injured player or something.
Yeah.
And the thought process is then you'll get the vice captain.
That's kind of, so like my assumption was this was obviously a slightly more casual approach, but if it's asking you to make management decisions during the weekend, that's the opposite, right? That's more hardcore than FPL in that one weekend. That's more the Sky approach. And we know that attracts a different people, or at least approach. That sounds... I mean, I've known about this for about 25 minutes, so I don't want to criticize, but I'm interested to know what like the goals and targets here are, because that sounds like a confused aim.
There was the Ultimate FPL, if you remember that. That was one problem with that, because, I mean, I remember you had to pay for that. It was only for people in Britain. And I remember I paid a fiver for that team. But, and this was like, and this was actually less engaged, because basically you had a deadline. Let's say a team played on Friday, there was a deadline. Let's say there were multiple games on the Saturday. You had a deadline at the first game.
Yeah.
Then Sunday you had a deadline at the first game. And I remember multiple times I forgot to set my team on the Sunday deadline. So, and I'm quite engaged with this game. So this is next level, because on a Sunday you could have, you know, a game at half two, and you could have a game at 4:30 or something.
Yeah.
Before
we finish discussing this, I will just say, Rich, you made a really good point there about the, and Seb said it as well, about that actually, it's not for the casuals because of having to change your team. I mean, Flappy and I have played Euros fantasy football, World Cup fantasy football. It's really intense for 4 weeks, because you are constantly having to change like players around, thinking about captains, thinking about who's playing first. And actually, like, it's harder than you think it is. So I we'll see how it goes. But if anybody's interested, give it a go, and maybe as a Scoutcast lot, we'll set up a little bit of a league so people can play against us if they want to. But yeah, we'll see how we get it on. Lots of people in the chat do not care about this game mode.
Oh, Joe's doing a video, isn't he? Joe's doing a video on it.
So he'll talk about it more. Right, let's move on to our points from last week then. So here's my gorgeous points. I did not free hit, but obviously I wildcarded 2 weeks ago. I had 10 players playing. I got 15 points. 15 points for a 5K red arrow, which is mental, to be perfectly honest. I was 36K, moved down to 41K. I had Areola in goal with 3. He was my top scoring player. I had Doughty with 1. Reguilón with -3. Obviously got red carded in the first 10 minutes, I think it was. Doggy with 1. Palmer didn't play. Bowen with 2. Son, who was my captain, with 4. Elanga with 2. Morris with 2. Watkins with 2. And Tony with 1. It was literally like I was doing a mic test with all my scores. It's absolutely ridiculous. Gabriel, Saka, Zabanyi all on the bench, and Neto on the bench as well. The only thing I can say is at least I wildcarded before and got quite a nice rank rise. I'm still okay and well set up moving forward. Still have my free hit. I mean, yeah, just what more can you say about this week? Like I said, it was the lowest scoring average week ever in FPL. 15 points, but to only get a 6K red arrow on 15 points kind of subs it all up, really.
I think, to be honest, I think that's kind of a pretty massive win for you in isolation, because, yeah, maybe you'd rather have your wild card. But I remember saying last time we spoke about the free hit that, oh, if everyone scores 40 this week and, you know, you score 20, that's a big loss, blah, 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 but you've got the free hit later. And in a week where everyone gets 100 points and you get 110, you've actually made less on your free hit. Well, I got 21 and you got 15, I think, here, mate. So 6 points is all you've got to get on me when you free hit. I think you're in the driving seat there.
Well, we're not sure about that. We'll talk about that when we talk about discussions in a minute. But it was definitely not as bad a week as I thought it was going to be. So I'll take that. Rich, you got 21 points, which I think was quite a unique score this week.
There were so many 21-pointers around.
There was, yeah.
Also, just quickly, I mean, do you remember about 4 years ago, there was a week just like this,
yeah.
And the only difference was that Salah scored on St. Patrick's Day, scored like 4 goals, and it completely papered over the cracks. So that was the, you know, so it's not rare what's happened. It's just, I guess, I mean, the captain blanket as well. Yeah. 21 points. I spoke to Bricky a fair bit. He almost convinced me to go for Burke over Reguilón.
Yeah.
But I didn't do it. So, yeah, I went with pretty much very template team. The only return I got was Gibbs-White. And obviously, Reguilón got -3. So that's basically, odds count as no returns.
Yeah.
So 21 points. I mean, I'm happy, because the thing is, I didn't miss out on anyone. Like, I was never going to go Muniz, for example. Yeah. So it's done what it needed to do. Just the green arrow was smaller than I'd hope.
Yeah. 21 points. I think you take it. Seb? Moving on to you, you also had a very unique score this week.
Yeah, just finding a different way to get 21. It's not just solving a problem, is it? Can you get 21? How many different ways?
It's just blackjack, isn't it?
There's an FPL challenge for you. Everyone's got to score the same. You've got to get 21 points 1 week. Just however can you get them? So yeah, I mean, I won't go.
We just split in twos forever.
I won't go through the team. It's the same as pretty much everyone's. I don't think I actually changed it from when we chatted. From what we put up on stream, you know, we were doing free hit teams. I literally think this is the draft I had. The only real decision I had was, do I play Soufal over Reguilón, who was flagged the last time I checked my team? I hear there was a leak. I didn't even see that leak. I just decided to leave it as it were. So I could have had a few more points off the bench, but I didn't, and I got the same as everyone else. So I'm happy enough. We'll move on.
Yeah, nice. I don't know whether it's just me, by the way, but I think your sound might have gone down a little bit again, just to warn you.
Yeah, it keeps happening. I think the mic needs a little bit of love, but I'll keep turning it back up. It keeps dropping itself back down.
You can give it a bit of love on live on stream if you want, but we'll save that for the Scoutcast after hours. Confirmed double game week. So this was the big thing we were waiting for over the international break, and it dropped. I don't know who originally posted this on Twitter, by the way. I really apologise. Somebody said they saw it and they tweeted it, but they didn't say who the original credit was. So if somebody sees it, can you let me know so I can say it and credit it on Twitter or whatever? But I do apologise. But if you know, let me know. But this is the summary of the double game weeks that we've got coming up. So in game week 34, the confirmed doubles are Arsenal, Bournemouth, Liverpool, Wolves, Sheffield United, Crystal Palace and Everton. And Spurs have a blank game week in game week 34, which was quite surprising to a few people. Then in game weeks 35 or 36, we're not sure which way it's going to go yet, we've got Spurs and Chelsea who will double. And then in game week 37, the likely double game weeks are going to be Spurs, Chelsea, Brighton, Man United, Newcastle and City. So obviously Spurs have a blank there, but they also have two double game weeks and so do Chelsea. Now, Rich, if I go to you first, when these kind of dropped, what were your initial thoughts? What did you look at this and think, oh, this works for these kind of people, or oh, these kind of players are going to be essential from now until the end of the season? What were your kind of initial thoughts about it?
I mean, my initial thought was I was very grateful that Arsenal dropped there.
Yeah. But
my strategy, the 3-hit-29 strategy, having three Arsenal already, you know, pretty happy with that. Bournemouth, I guess, was a nice bonus as well. Obviously, some FA Cup upsets, you know, help that along the way. The big surprise, though, was that Spurs are blanking. I didn't see anyone mention that Spurs might blank in 34. Correct me if I'm wrong. But that's the one that's probably forced a lot of people down quite narrow chip strategies, because I think a lot of when you use your remaining chips are going to be based upon how many Spurs you have and what chips you have left.
Yeah.
As well. Because, I mean, you're not going to bench boost in 34 if you've got Spurs players because they blank, for example. And then you're going to need a wild card, because they're going to have doubles, you know, after 35 onwards.
A lot of people, by the way, saying it's from All About FPL, this graphic. So if it is, make sure you give them a follow, because it's lovely. One thing I was going to say there, Rich, about that double game week. Obviously, you said it fell quite nicely with the free hit 29 lot. If you're looking at game week 34, I think a lot of people, me for instance, were looking at free hit in 34. We're not going to go massively in a strategy quite yet. We're going to do that in a bit. But is there a little bit of a worry that people can get to a good double game week team in 34? And so that kind of hurts people that still have a free hit? Or do you think it won't be a worry by then?
Sports Social, now on the Sports Social Podcast Network.
This is Pedro from the Arsenal Opinion Podcast, and I am hyped about the title running. Can Arsenal pit Pep and Klopp? Will our young squad be described as mentality monsters? Is Mikel Arteta truly a generational saucy manager? Come and join us on the Arsenal Opinion Podcast to follow the boys on this historic 2024 Premier League title run-in and hear analysis of the games, the hottest transfer rumours, the Arsenal culture and the business of football. 3 times a week exclusively on the Sports Social Podcast Network. Search the Arsenal Opinion now and come and join the fun.
I mean, I think it does. It's not ideal. You know, I think there were some Newcastle fixtures, the Man United fixtures that were in 37. If they'd gone into 34, I think that would have benefited people with the free hit a lot more. But don't forget, there's other stuff that can happen. We're just looking at this now, aren't we? But look back to when Liverpool doubled last time. Like, I had Trent, for example. I'd held Trent for weeks. Basically, you want some injuries or you want some suspensions. Chaos. Like, let's say, because Darwin could actually end up getting suspended. It's still possible for 34. So, yeah, you're right. Talking of chaos, you want that. You want some, as much chaos as possible.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, I think for most teams, it's going to be quite easy to get a good team that week.
And Seb, obviously, we preach about it so much at the beginning of the season about don't use your chips early in the season, because navigating this kind of period when you've got chips, you know, wild card and free hit in particular, because free hit's one of those things that means for a week you don't have to plan for it. Wild card is obviously one of the most powerful ones you've got, and you're obviously planning for the rest of the season with your wild card. You're looking at this now, and if you've got those chips, I mean, is there anything again that kind of screams out to you like, yeah, this just makes a lot of sense moving forward?
I mean, if you've got the trinity of wild card, free hit and bench boost, it seems a relatively clear path, even regardless of what your team currently looks like. I think my mic's gone down again. Excuse me while I fix that. I think we've effectively got 3 weeks there that are going to require a bit of strategy. If you've got the chips to do that, I think you can use them. And the order is probably, you know, obviously free hit one, wild card the other, and bench boost after wild card. So maybe what you're doing is you're free hitting first, then wild card and bench boost, so potentially dead ending into that initial free hit, then wild carding out, because obviously the free hit takes a transfer even if you roll as well. So it'd be probably, off the top of my head, the best way to get the most moves into your transfers and chips. For a lot of us who I think have just two of those, probably wild card and bench boost, maybe free hit, I think you're probably picking a week, right? And I think Rich alluded to this. It's basically probably one of two approaches, and then you dangle your team based on that. For me, and I'm trying to play catch up here, but I think, is there a chance that for my team, which I have an Arsenal goalkeeper and a Bournemouth goalkeeper, which is a bit rubbish, a couple of Spurs, a couple of City, one Chelsea, etc. Is there a world where you could like dead end into 34 with just transfers, try to get the most out of that, then wildcard out of it to have a decent 37, 35, 36-ish team, and then bench boost over in 37?
Yeah.
Because initially I was going to do the opposite, but I think that's probably a strategy that works for me, I think.
Yeah, so I think that's one strategy that makes sense in terms of dead-ending a 34, especially for those people that already have double or triple Arsenal, double or triple Bournemouth because of the double game week they had. Liverpool, I think most people are trying to get to soon anyway with Salah. I think there is a way of doing that, and I think dead-ending into game week 34 and then being able to wildcard and bench boost really quickly after probably maximises the bench boost. Rich, that's one strategy. Another strategy that quite a lot of people are doing is maybe wildcarding now, is in like game week 30 or game week 31. Have you got a preference between the two?
Well, if you've got wildcard and bench boost.
Yeah.
I mean, so much of it depends on your team now, doesn't it? Like if your team looks absolutely horrific, I'd wildcard now.
Yeah.
I'd wildcard now and then worry about the bench boost in 37. I guess the only thing is there, you'd really want free hit because you are looking at 34 and 37 do look very, very different. So I think some people with free hit, for example, are just going to maybe ignore the Liverpool players and just, you know, stick to their Spurs players, start bringing in Chelsea players because Chelsea got a good fixture this week.
Yeah.
And then free hit in 34. So I guess that's when free hit 34 is not really a waste because you can actually, you know, build around it a bit like we tried to do in 29.
Yeah. And Seb, you just mentioned there about the wild card dead ending into 34 and then wild carding after. I suppose you want to make sure that if you're going down that route, you're going to be using all your transfers up, trying to get in what, you know, Crystal Palace players, Wolves players, maybe some of those players that other people aren't going to have in those Liverpool weeks leading up to it. Yeah, and Liverpool.
I need Liverpool in my team personally. But yeah, generally, I think that strategy works, as you say. For me, the thing is, so when first looking at this, as Rich kind of said there, right, it's almost reversed, obviously, who's got yeses for doubles in 34, yes, or likely yeses in 37, 35, 36. It's probably not possible to capture all of the optimal players from both of those weeks without using a chip in each of them, or at least wildcarding out of the first, so then you can set up for the second. And maybe there's some hits involved to get to 34. Because initially, when looking at this, you want to go, oh, cool, like, make the most of 34 and also make the most of 37. And I don't think you can do that any other way, at least with the chips I've got available.
Yeah. And I mean, I'm in a completely different boat where I wildcarded already. So I've already used my wildcard. I've got free hit and bench boost left. So I'm looking at probably using free hit in either 34 and 37 and then using the bench boost in the opposite week.
Yeah.
I'm finding it really hard to not use free hit in 34. Like I've kept looking at strategies and I just keep looking at it and thinking, I was originally saying I wanted to bench boost in 34, but keeping my players from 34 that I've bench boosted with through to game week 37 and then free hit in 37, I'm not finding, to me, I'm looking at it and thinking I don't think that's the best way to play it. I think the best way for me to play it is what Flappy's already kind of said, is that, you know, yes, I can get Salah, but also getting those Spurs and Chelsea players, free hitting in 34 and then already having them in place, ready for the two double game weeks that are coming up, I think is the way to play it personally. But as I've already said, and Seb, I was going to ask you about this, there's going to be a lot of people out there that have double or triple Arsenal. There's going to be a lot of people out there with double, triple Bournemouth and Liverpool. People are going to be getting 8 Nori quite quickly and Cunha probably when he comes back. My free hit is probably going to be very, very similar to a lot of people that haven't used their free hit, but they already have that team in game week 34. So how do you feel about that? Is that a valid argument or not?
I mean, I think you've got to take the strategy that works best for you in isolation. Yeah, FPL is PvP, but ultimately you can only optimize your own team. You know, you can't change what other people are going to do. I think the issue with, say, planning for or carrying your bench boost for a long time, right? You've identified you're basically going to have a heavy squad and not have the money where you want to have it quite a few important weeks. I think the main risk with, say, bench boosting in 37 is it's a long way away from when you've obviously set your team up to be able to do that. But you also buy yourself as many transfers as possible, and you don't have to carry that bench boost for very long. I think the free hit in 34 makes sense for you. And if you end up with the same team as everyone else, it's more about the team you would have had otherwise, right?
Yeah.
So if you're going to have a team that has triple Arsenal, triple Liverpool, whatever, then yeah, don't free hit that week. But I suspect you're not going to. So probably not in a dissimilar way to what me and Rich did, right? We free hit so that our very suboptimal team for 29 was optimal to the sound of 21 points. That's what you've got to do then. You've got to try and get as close as possible to optimal for 34 because you're better set up for optimal 37 or whatever it is.
And also it's the hits you maybe don't have to take around it and stuff like that. So if I wasn't free hitting in 34, I would be taking hits to get to that team, because obviously there are some amazing teams there with double game weeks. You know, I would need to have the Arsenal, Liverpool, even Wolves that have been quite good. Like players like Ait Nouri, I think would be kind of essential in game week 34. You've got Bournemouth players, which I think most people have anyway. But you are looking at that week and thinking, just like you guys were with the free hit in 29, other people were kind of building around it and taking hits to try and get to a team. And obviously that was a low scoring week, so it probably didn't pay off. But you're looking at game week 34 and thinking it would do. There is just that worry that it could be different. What Rich said earlier, which I completely agree with, is that if you are looking a free hit in 34, you want some chaos leading up to that. So you want, you know, some big players to be out for some reason. You want some suspensions. Darwin suspension would be massive. Something like that, that would really change the scene for 34. So you would end up with some different players if you were free hitting.
You do have the freedom as well, like, to wait on that. You don't actually have to decide necessarily immediately. Yeah. If you are going to free hit for 34, if that's like your primary strategy, I think my mic is messing up again, apologies. If your primary strategy is 34, it's also not like you need to start making transfers for 34 immediately. Mm-hmm. So you do have that slight luxury of planning for something further in the distance and having the option of free hit in 34. Whereas say for someone like me, almost no matter what way I go, I've got to start locking in players immediately, be it on wildcard, albeit with transfers with a wildcard later.
Yeah, no, I completely agree.
That's a really good point, actually, because Liverpool, I kind of want to talk about Liverpool if we can, just because, I mean, I remember, go back a few weeks ago, obviously, I mean, I'd gone really, really heavy on Liverpool, probably way too early. You know, like we mentioned, Trent got injured, but then Salah was out, but then Salah came back, so I had Jota and Darwin. This double, first of all, it's not as good. I mean, Liverpool, you know, they're away to Fulham and Everton. I think it was two home games in the last one. And we've got a lot of uncertainty because we've got, obviously, when's Trent going to come back? Mm-hmm. Is Bradley going to be the one playing? I mean, Salah is back, but he's still only played 90 minutes once in the whole of 2024. He's obviously not gone. I believe he didn't go with the Egypt squad so they can get him back to full fitness. And they've got a lot of games to play as well. So there could be some slightly reduced minutes for Salah based on, you know, we see him as a 90 minute every week player. That's speculation. Then we've got Darwin, who's obviously, he's got injured again. He's missed out on Uruguay. Is he gonna, you know, have reduced minutes as well? We obviously definitely know he's not on penalties now, because Salah's back. And then even if Salah was off the pitch, we've got McAllister. So it doesn't feel easy to go for just three Liverpool straight away. So, I mean, first of all, that could be an advantage for you on free hit, like Seb just said, because you can pick and choose, you know, that week. But also, there just seems to be a lot of uncertainty. And also, there's more doubles that week as well.
Yeah.
So I don't feel Liverpool feel like a huge standout like they did a few weeks ago, even though I desperately want them and I'm going to do my best to get to them. There's definitely some caution there. And some teams may not go in with three.
Yeah. It's interesting because it's when, in theory, everybody looks at it and goes, oh, we'll just be able to get to that team that all the free hitters are going to have. And then when you really start thinking about it, a few of those little spanners start coming in the works, don't they? Like you just said about Liverpool, and that's what obviously free hitters want, and that's what people wanted in the blank game week for 29 as well. If we're looking at it now, Rich, you've got wildcard and bench boost left. What's your strategy you're thinking about doing at the moment?
I mean, I think my strategy's pretty much set now.
Yeah.
There's still some flexibility to it, but yeah, I'm just going to dead end to 34. Hmm. I could quite easily, I mean, I'm going to be benching a double game week player with my rough plan already and not doing any hits. Now, obviously that could change, but yeah, dead end to 34. Then wild card, probably in 35, but it could end up being 36. Bench boost 37. Season done.
If you're, it's just a quick question. I will ask Seb about his strategy as well in a minute. They have no double game week. They have no double game. Oh, hang on. They have no double game week in 34. And if you're thinking about wildcarding after 34, are you going Haaland-less up until then?
I mean, I'll have Haaland in 34, possibly, because there's not many good strikers in 34.
Okay.
I'm not going to do like Haaland to Hoyland or something. Are you saying that, am I then going to have no...
No, as in, I mean, so then you would wildcard after 34, and then I'm assuming get Haaland back, because you have the double in 37 as well.
I don't... See, this is something, because I haven't got much money, but looking at a wild card in 35 or 36, money's no object.
Yeah.
Because we're filling our teams with, like, Chelsea players, who they're basically free. So, no, I mean, keeping Haaland on wild card 35 is pretty easy. It's actually going to be a struggle to use transfers. It might even get to a stage where in 37... you're keeping two transfers so you can bring in an Arsenal and a Liverpool asset.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And another key thing with that, like if people are looking at free hit 37, for example, just be aware that people who aren't free hitting, like all the doublers or most of the doublers have really good fixtures in 38, like Spurs, you know, you've got double-double and then Sheffield United away.
Yeah.
Chelsea have got, you know, double-double then Bournemouth at home. So, and then, yeah, even Man City got their double and then West Ham at home. So
yeah, it's nice. That,
I've gone off a tangent. I can't remember what you asked, but no, I'm going to have Haaland.
I was asking about Haaland, but obviously, like you just said there, like the wild card would hurt you, I suppose, after 34 if those doublers that are doubling in the game week 37 didn't have nice fixtures in game week 38, but majority of them do. So actually, it does seem like a really nice strategy.
It's fallen really nicely. Like even if you wildcard 35, like you want to get Man United and Newcastle players. Man United have got Burnley, Sheffield United have got and then Newcastle got Sheffield United at home. Then Newcastle follow that up with Burnley away, and then it's a double. So it's almost fooled it's almost fell.
Yeah.
Too perfectly.
Yeah, a little bit. It really has. But for all those people that have all their chips, I think this could be one of the easiest kind of ends the season in terms of how you would use your chips. Like if you had the wild card free hit and bench boost left, I think that's just perfect personally. I mean, you would what, free hit in 34, wild card after that, and then bench boost in 37, I suppose.
Yeah, and I've seen some people say, well, game week 37 is a bad time to bench boost because there could be rotation, all of this this stuff, which is, I mean, there could be a valid point there, but if you've still got bench boost, you've got to use it at some point. So, there's very limited options now.
Although I know it's a double game week, but I was looking at game week 38. You could have a ridiculously good team in game week 38 if you wildcard in 35. You could easily bench boost in 38 if you didn't fancy 37. Like the fixtures, the squad you can have. Honestly, just look at it.
Come on. You're then going to get all the narratives. We all talked to each other.
That's amazing.
But you're going to have what? How many people are actually going to have 4 double game week players on their bench in 37?
Everyone that wildcards in 35.
So not everyone then. I'm just saying, it's interesting. Yeah. But Seb, have you got your strategy nailed down?
Just wanted to point out with obviously like the 38 one that I think it's been less of a problem in recent years, but 38 is one of those weeks where you're most likely to see a lineup surprise. Yeah, I guess we hopefully get leaks because they all kick off at the same time. But there's only so much you can do with leaks if you've got one free transfer or something, right? So I'd want to be careful over 38, although maybe not stupid careful. Like I say, I think it's less risky than it's been in past years. For me, I went through what I think is sensible for someone with, you know, a similar-ish team to me and similar chips. But actually, because my team, and I guess we'll see this in a minute, is probably not in the best shape. It's missing a couple of key players, like no Son, no Liverpool. I'd like better. I am tempted by the wild card now strategy, or still wild card later, but try and build a bench boost for 34, and the wild card would then get me out of 34. So obviously I'm not wild carding into a bench boost, which I guess probably means it's not the best strategy. But thinking about having, I think this comes from having an Arsenal keeper and a Bournemouth keeper and therefore not being able to get my double triple, right?
Because there's a big problem with that, Seb.
Go ahead.
Well, I know you don't have many. Well, you've got two Spurs, haven't you? Or do you have one?
I've got Spurs and Morrison and Porro.
Yeah, so if you're going to bench boost in 34, both of those have got to be sold. Because they blank in 34.
Yeah. So you'd wildcard out of it, I think.
Yeah, but I mean, you'll be selling your Spurs assets when they got really good fixtures for a bench boost.
But then wildcarding them back in.
It's just the act of selling them that you're going to be using.
Keep them up until 34, potentially.
Yeah.
So I think, I mean, like I said...
And go without Son, though.
Well, I mean, I've got no Son now. So
yeah, that's what I mean. You'll be committed to no Son.
Yeah, so part of me, that's the other one, is then wildcard now and almost do the opposite, get Son, right? And,
yeah.
And be able to then go through. So I don't know.
all in, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Like I say, I don't want anyone to think, if anyone's in a similar situation to me, this is what I'm going to do, just sort of spitballing. But I feel like I'm on the exact same path as you, Rich, but the sort of obvious route for you makes slightly less sense for me just because my team is worse. And so I'm trying to think, is there a way I can try and make this team better?
I don't think it's worse, but you don't have Son. I guess that's the key. That's the key thing, isn't it, really? As in, you're going to be trying to get Son when I'm trying to get Salah, if you see.
Yeah, I think I'll be behind forever on like at least one of those. I can't do like Foden to Son this week or anything, so it would require a hit or further transfers and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the Spurs blanking in game week 34 makes the dynamic completely different. I think if they had a game in 34, it would be very different in terms of what people are saying and how they're going to navigate it. But the fact they have a blank in 34 and then a potential double in 35, 36 and in 37, I think that just kind of bookends around 34 so nicely that free hit makes a lot of sense for a lot of people.
Just to clarify on that, I know you know this already, just the way you worded it. Obviously, Spurs are going to have one double in 35 or 36 and then 37.
Sorry, yeah. So they don't have three, they've got two. Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way,
we just don't know if it's in 35 or 36.
FPL Harry's in the chat saying, "Hi, Andy, Seb and Rich. Have you heard the latest? Saka is out for game week 30 with a grade one tear."
Oh, don't. This was a fake. There's a fake Harry going around.
Yeah. I did see a few bits of that. I saw, what was the other one? Oh, the one that was Saka was out for months or something, wasn't it?
Really?
Yeah, so we'll ignore FPL Harry like we normally do.
I mean,
unless that's the real...
Saka's Son would be perfect for me. That would have.
Unless that's the real Harry, and now he's just causing chaos after his
fake.
Just blame it on the fake.
Oh, I like it. So we'll ignore that. We'll cut that bit out. That's fine. A few people, by the way, said about free hit 38. I've seen that a little bit. I've seen a few people mentioning free hit 38. The only thing I'm a bit like dubious of free hit 38, although the fixtures are nice, is that it just makes sense to build to 38 because of the people that, because of the teams that are doubling in 35 and 36 are the teams that have nice fixtures in 38 as well. I don't really feel like that's the best strategy myself. And I feel like if you're waiting for a single game week, last game week of the season to do free hit, I mean, you'll get all the leaks, which would be quite nice, I guess. But I don't feel like if you've still got free hit, that is the week I would do it. It would need to really kind of stand out to me over doing it in game week 34.
It worked really nicely. Was it? I think it was the COVID season or maybe the season after. I remember doing it and it working really nicely, getting a nice boost on the last day. And I think it was one of the years when I finished very well. And that was a big part of it. The nice thing, as you said, was because you get those lineups, even in the years when we didn't get, you know, crazy leaks, you still got the best information you were going to get and could respond to it in the best possible way. But I think the reason it worked, one of those COVID years, is because it was one of the years, you know, when we got like three wild cards and so on and so forth. So actually everyone was kind of left with this spare free hit that we didn't necessarily have a proper use for. I think this year, if for some reason you still have your free hit, it's a lovely bonus, but it probably isn't the best use of it now when there are other better opportunities to use it, I think.
Yeah, no, I agree. Before we move on to this, because obviously we're going to probably discuss it for another couple of minutes yet, I do also have Lego Mane's Hop On, Hop Off, which, by the way, if you don't follow Lego Mane, this has been one of my favourite things that comes out this season. Like he does this quite a lot now, and he updates it every couple of weeks. And I've absolutely loved using this. And I know a few other people use something quite similar, but I do love this. And it just shows you the kind of teams that we're going to be investing in moving forward. And you can see already here the double game weeks that are in for 34. You can see the potential of the double game weeks in 35, 36 and 37 as well. And some of these teams really stand out. I mean, we've mentioned already there about Chelsea and Spurs. And it just makes it look so easy to kind of invest in Chelsea and Spurs around the double game week in 34 and then be able to get them back in. The only thing I will say is the Spurs fixtures don't look amazing, but they are the kind of team that can score against anybody. But it does make it look like Chelsea and Spurs are those players that if you don't have a wild card, investing in them and free hitting in 34, Rich, makes an awful lot of sense.
Yes. I was listening. I was thinking about something at the same time.
Yeah.
If you could just repeat the very last bit.
Brilliant. Chelsea and Spurs, if you don't have your wild card, investing in Chelsea and Spurs, especially, you know, they've got nice fixtures as well at the moment. Investing in those two at the moment, knowing you're free hitting in game week 34 with lovely fixtures after that, it just looks like it makes too much sense, doesn't it?
I mean, basically, no matter what order people play chips in, we're all striving to get the same kind of team eventually. I mean, we're literally going to be targeting the same players. And yeah, it's again why I don't like free hit 37, because I know, like we talked about it earlier, but you're literally, if you free hit in 37, you're still going to want Spurs and Chelsea in either 35 or 36, depending on where that fixture goes. So that seems like an absolute no-brainer. Something I find really interesting as well is like the next like 4 weeks, you know, going into 34, because you've kind of got this situation where Liverpool have the best fixture like next week when they've got Sheffield United. City have a great fixture. Spurs have got a great fixture this week. Mm-hmm. And obviously Arsenal and City play each other. But it's very hard with like players like Salah, Foden, Son, Richarlison, Saka to know when to sell them. Like if you want to go, like if you want to go for like a Salah, for example, depend you need to sell Son, Saka, Foden in the right week, and then the week after their fixtures look really, really good. So like this week it's interesting because Arsenal and obviously City players look bad because they're playing each other, but then look at that, you're going to want Arsenal players for Luton at home, aren't you?
Yeah,
and then you're going to want, like, if you're looking at for any reason to sell Haaland ahead of like the double in 34. They've got Luton at home the week before just to really put you off from doing it. I think you're literally not going to be able to have them all. And even look at Spurs, Luton at home this week, then West Ham away, then Forest at home.
Yeah. It's not, and obviously they've got the blank. But
they've got the blank, but do you want to be selling them? Or are people just going to ignore the Spurs players if they're, you know?
Well, they did just lose 3-0 Fulham. So
do
maybe
we,
that's
the
do
way
we to go.
Think? So the next three fixtures for Spurs are lovely. 34 blank, and then 35, 36 will be Arsenal, Chelsea, Liverpool, with one of those being a double.
Yeah.
That's not the best three fixtures. Like, Chelsea aren't the Chelsea we've seen in the past, so yeah, score some goals there. But Arsenal and Liverpool are two of the toughest fixtures you could get, especially Liverpool away.
The Spurs doubles are bad, but
yeah,
you've got the volume of
them,
followed by Sheffield United.
Yeah. I don't know if you need to, like, I mean, look, we're all going to have some Spurs, right? But if it comes down to breaking your team for Spurs in 35 and 36, there might be a better route available to you.
I mean, Chelsea would be the priority, probably. I mean, Palmer obviously would be the priority.
And easy, because cheap, right? Yeah. So that's the thing. I guess with Son, it's like, I don't have Son. I have Saka. I have Foden. I have a million in the bank. I can't get Son easily. And I, as you've just said as well, Foden's fixtures, I'd rather have Son right now, absolutely. And I'd rather have Son last week when he scored some points. Oh, sorry, the week before when he scored some points. But I'm kind of happy enough holding Foden because of those fixtures. And then same for Arsenal. So I'm not sure where I grab my Son just with three transfers because I can't do it for free.
Your wife walks in now.
You were like, say again,
when do I grab my Son?
It's been a good one to have that. Yeah. But I think, like, with Palmer, you don't have that problem just because he's so cheap. As long as you've got a midfield spot, which you will, you've got five of them, you can get yourself a Palmer.
Yeah. Two other teams that I just wanted to mention here before we move off these fixtures, because they really stand out for me. The first one is Wolves. Wolves have quite a nice double. They've got Bournemouth at home. They've got Arsenal at home as well. But kind of around the double is really nice as well. So they've got Burnley, West Ham, Nottingham Forest, the double, then Luton at home. That screams to me that there's some Wolves players you should be getting. I mean, Ait Nouri I've mentioned a few times already tonight. But Seb, you surely as well, if you're wildcarding after 34, or even if you're wildcarding now, you've got to involve some Wolves in there somewhere.
Yeah, I mean, I think that seems a pretty reasonable shout, especially for their decent prices. So they give you a bit of flexibility with your squad. I think, are we tempted by Newcastle in there a little bit as well? Just looking at
the number of green. I'm going to talk about. Stop it. Oh, no.
Sorry, dude.
Oh, sorry. Seb, what do you think about Wolves? I really like Newcastle. Actually, I don't know why I bother sometimes.
Yeah.
So, Wolves, Ait Nouri, anybody else you maybe be looking at if you were...
I hear that Kieran Trippier is really good.
Yeah. who would you be going for from Wolves, Seb?
from Wolverhampton United. I mean, Ait Nouri, good shout. Huang obviously was popular a while ago. I think you find a very similar player in FPL, that is, to Huang. So whether that's your Kunia fit. For a third, I'm not sure. Is there an opportunistic, like, cheap player somewhere, maybe?
It's going to be tough for midfielders, I think, especially if you're wildcarding this week to maybe fit a Wolves player in. I suppose you've got, like, players like Sarabia and that, but it might be a bit of a punt.
Yeah.
I mean, Ait Nouri, we watched him in the Cup midweek, Rich, and he had, like, 8 shots, scored a goal. He just seems almost essential in terms of if they're doubling and you're not free-hitting in 34, I'd be all over him.
Yeah, I'm massively regretting, but... There's not many transfers I've regretted recently, but I went Pau Torres during the blank instead of Ait Nouri, and I think that would have been massive. The only thing I will say on 34, obviously you're only going to want to play 3 defenders.
Yeah.
And you're probably going to want 1, maybe 2 Arsenal defenders. You're probably going to go for a Liverpool defender. So I see a lot of people talking about, like Ait Nouri, and I see people talking about the Palace wing-back, not Mitchell, the other one.
Yeah,
Are you going to be playing 4 or 5 at the back? I just don't see it. Like, unless you're going to be bench boosting, I don't think those players are really must-haves.
I think people will hedge their bets and they'll just go Gabriel. I don't think they'll go double Arsenal defence, unless they go the keeper.
I mean, if someone's picking from fresh, I guess you might go, like you say, Odegaard or something. But you can't go wrong with the double Arsenal defence.
No, I mean,
Unless you bench them.
They didn't score many points in 29. So, but Newcastle...
They scored more than Reguilon.
They did as well.
I missed Gabriel and Saliba that week.
I mean, the other thing, nobody's thought about this so far because we were so busy talking about Wolves. Newcastle are the other team that really stand out for me there. They've got West Ham at home, Everton at home, Fulham, Spurs, then Crystal Palace in 34, but then they've got Sheffield United at home, Burnley, Brighton and Man United in the double in 37. It screams to have, a Newcastle player or two. So I'm going to go to you first, because you really like Newcastle. To me, and you could tell me I'm wrong or tell me a few others, Isak is all of a sudden starting to creep into people's thinking, and people are thinking maybe they're going to go with 3 up top and Isak being one of them.
Creeping out soon.
And also... that sounded so creepy. And also... obviously, with Botman out now, Lascelles all of a sudden is back on our radar. So is there anybody there that's kind of standing out for you?
You know, I really like Ryan Ait Nouri for this period.
Yeah, I like it. We're talking about Newcastle.
So I've still got Kieran Trippier in my team, so that's a nice little gift there. I so badly want to somehow get that Wilson Isak call again correct. But yeah. I think we're a year on. I think it's very much Isak now. So I think Trippier, obvious, Isak. Unless something changes between now and then. Look, if there's an injury, if Wilson's nailed, we know that makes a lot of sense. But I think you're going Isak. Your man, Gordon, is potential there? Because I think, with what Rich said, with the double defence, if you've got Trippier, that's one of your defenders. Are there going to be times when you've got this triple Newcastle or even double Newcastle and their defenders, and half the time you bench one of the Newcastle defenders? There's probably a better way of accessing Newcastle with planning your squad around this period.
Yeah. And I mean, Rich, is it... If you are wildcarding after 34 or you're wildcarding early, when do you jump on Newcastle? Because their fixtures are quite nice for the next 2 weeks and they've got the nice Sheffield United fixture. They don't have a double in game week 37. So is it a bit premature getting them now unless you're wildcarding?
Yeah, I mean, Trippier is obviously injured. We don't know, how long that's going to be. Mm-hmm. And obviously their stats have dropped off a cliff. We were lauding them at the end of last season, the start of this season. But, I mean, they've really dropped off a cliff. So, I mean, I do think they will be involved in, wildcard 35 with a view to bench boost. I think, almost certainly be going there. And like I said, money's no object. So I know people have been talking about Lascelles and stuff. Although, to be honest, that could help someone now. Like, if someone needs to free up a little bit of money because they want to get to Salah, they've got the exact money to do that. I think you could do a lot worse than Lascelles. But I don't think people would be looking at him in the game week 35 wildcard, for example. Yeah. Isak, and I mumbled something about him earlier, but he's one of those players that just worries me. You bring him in and he gets injured straight away. And I know people warn me or warn us about Reece James all the time and we don't listen. So I can understand, there's a lot of temptation there. He's obviously nailed while Wilson's out. He's on penalties. But he gets injured.
Yeah, he does.
He does get injured.
I like it. There's a few little options that are...
I guess there's quite a few people with Dubravka probably still. That probably works quite nicely.
But Pope could be coming back.
Pope could be, exactly.
Well, although, was it April, though? It might have been the end of April, which actually is only a month away, so...
By the way,
isn't it?
FPL Spartans is in the chat saying, if you look at the fixtures, Crystal Palace, West Ham at home, Newcastle at home, Tyreek Mitchell for the win, lads. But I think... it is Munoz that's going to be very popular now, because he scored for Colombia midweek as well, didn't he? And he looks like a really, really good prospect. So we'll talk a bit more about Game Week 34 when we get there. But it's just interesting talking about how we are thinking about manoeuvring round these game weeks as it goes. So for the people that have maybe just joined us, for the people that want a really, really quick rundown, Seb, rundown, by the way, not rubdown, Seb, how are you going to be at the moment? Which one is most likely to be your strategy? Just really quickly.
Genuinely not sure. I am, as we speak, looking at a wildcard 30, so I can talk about it in a minute, which is nice. Now. So for content, that maybe.
Okay. Rich?
Sorry, I was reading something in the chat. Can you say it again?
Are you joking?
I am concentrating. It's just a lot going on in the chat right now.
Flapjack FPL. Right. No, it is a... That's right. I surname.
Don't full name me.
Yeah. So if you had to tell everybody really, really quickly now, for anybody that's kind of wanting it summed up, what is your strategy that you're looking at moving forward?
Oh, my chip strategy?
Yeah.
I mean, I basically already said it. So I don't know basically. Why my voice went high. Basically. No. No, so I'm planning to dead end 34.
Yeah.
My decisions really, I mean, I'm going to bring Liverpool players in, but I might do it slowly. And I'm struggling with who to sell because I can free up the money to do it. Yeah. Watkins is almost certainly going. I've actually got a lot of money tied up in him because I've sold him about three times. So yeah, dead end to 34, then wild card 35, bench boost 37. And in an ideal world, I'd like to have two free transfers for 38. Although I think the doubles are so powerful before that, I'm not going to worry about 38 too much. Yeah. I know people can focus on that a lot. I remember many podcasts talking about like David Silva, you know, is he going to be on penalties and all this kind of stuff. From seasons gone by, there's always some tale why it's best to save, you know, free hit for that week, etc. Yeah, yeah. But yeah, I'm not going to worry about that. That the doubles are the priority.
Yeah. And for anybody that's interested in my one, it will be, because I don't have a wild card, it will be...
Yours is interesting.
It'll be most likely free hit in 34, bench boost in 37, and it will be, I'm bringing in Salah this week, and then it will be focusing on bringing in those Chelsea boys, really, because I have Palmer, but that's it. But I don't think it's a massive rush until 32 to get the Chelsea boys in, because that's when they play Sheffield United and then Everton. So that seems quite nice. And then free hit in 34. Liverpool, I feel like I want Salah for Brighton and Sheffield United, and that's it, really. And then, yeah, and then we'll see how we get on after 34. But yeah, so that's kind of how I'm going at the moment.
What Chelsea? Because, like, I know we said about Liverpool how it's hard to know which ones to go for. Chelsea, you obviously need Reece James news to know if Gusto's
have
nailed asset. Well, at Spurs, there's been some comments about Richarlison. Like, you know, he sat on the bench the other day. He's so pivotal for Spurs.
I mean, I'm just going to mention it, and people will laugh, but then in a couple of weeks' time, they're going to start talking about him. Nicholas Jackson might start creeping into teams.
People don't even argue with Darwin anymore. Jackson's going to be in wild cards. It's all coming up, Scoutcast.
Just saying it. Right, should we do some over-unders? Because I think this will be quite interesting with the fixtures moving forward. So we've got six over-under players here. If you haven't watched this before, this is when I give the boys six players and I tell them what their next three fixtures are. And I also tell them the projected points, which I have made up. These are not from anything. These are what I've made up. Sometimes they're good, sometimes they're bad. Sometimes
they're
good,
to be
sometimes
more accurate than any commercially available model
as
well.
It's true. And yep. Seb is also the lovely man that he is, going to be reviewing these next week as well to see how we got on.
They're all wearing home kits.
Thank God. The first one up is Alexander Isak. I've put him as 12.5. He's got West Ham at home, Everton at home, Fulham away. Nice fixtures. Seb, 12.5 points. What do you think, over or under?
Well, Rich thinks he's injured instantly, so you can't get points when you're injured.
Does he?
Oh, no, he's not actually injured.
You can't get Isak. He gets injured, Andy.
you didn't get Isak. Got Wilson, Jammy captain.
Yeah, no, I'm still dining out on that, aren't I? Literally a year later. I will go under. I think you need... Actually, you don't even need more than a couple goals, do you? I'll go under because I said it, but actually I think over because score two goals and he probably gets over that, but I'll go under.
Rich?
I'm going to go over.
Nice. I would go over as well, I think, there.
Next two are too good.
Son is up next. He's got Luton at home. I mean, who doesn't own him for Luton at home? Then West Ham away and then Nottingham Forest at home. I've got him as 14.5 points. So, Rich, over or under 14.5?
Easy over.
Easy over.
Yeah, I might go over this week.
Yeah, I like it. Seb?
Praying under, probably over. Can we have some sort of Luton low block narrative? I've not heard enough of that, right? No. You know, Son doesn't work against these low block teams, guys. You can't
exactly. Next up, though, I've got Foden. He's got Arsenal at home, Aston Villa at home, Crystal Palace away. I've only got him as 10.5, Seb. What do you think, over or under? One of the best midfielders to own this whole season.
I mean, he gets more than half that just turning up for those matches, doesn't he, assuming he plays? And he does seem, classic Pep caveat, but he does seem more fancied in the lineup now than he has been in the past. So he only really needs one return-ish to get close to your score. So I'd be tempted to say over. But I am very heavily leaning into the idea that I don't have Son and I do have Foden here. Yeah. So lots of hopium maybe rather than a calculated thought.
FPL Spartans, by the way, says easy over Rich ordering his eggs for breakfast.
Oh, no, I like them hard boiled. Yeah.
Rich.
It's a type of egg, by the way.
No, I know it is. I
thanks
know
for
it
clarifying.
Is. But yeah, sorry. Cheers. Yeah,
sorry, you laugh.
To, yeah. Rich, Foden, over or under 10.5?
Oh, over. Easy over.
Easy
he's
over.
Hard-boiled over. Yeah,
yeah, he's exactly. Eight Nori up next. Aston Villa away, Burnley away, West Ham at home. I've only got him as 8.5, Rich. What do you think, over or under?
You've gone very low. I think the last game week has corrupted you.
Maybe.
Corrupted your model.
My model.
You have. Yeah, I'm going over. Yeah, the new FPL mode model, not just challenge FPL. Oof. Yeah.
People will pay for that. What do you think, Seb?
Yeah, I mean, I kind of agree. I feel like I could say, I know I said under for Isak and I regret it. Stick to it. But like, I think over for the rest, including this one,
okay.
Seems the most likely outcome.
Muniz is up next. Sheffield United away, Nottingham Forest away, Newcastle at home. Probably one of the most informed strikers in the league at the moment. 9.5 I've got him for the next three. What do you think, Seb?
Well, form is very, very important to me.
It is. I love form.
So I do. I mean, yeah, again, it feels like, because again, a goal bonus, then turn up and you've cleared 9.5. So, and I think a couple of goals is possible in this run. So I'll go over.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, because it's just four non-appearance points, isn't it? So he did go off, didn't he, after he scored the second goal? I was in the pub the time playing darts, but yeah, he did. Yeah. Okay. So
either he went off or I went off. I can't remember.
I'm going to go over again. I'm going to go over again.
Okay. Interesting. Maybe I have gone too low on these this week. We've got the man himself, the king, Mo Salah at the end, 15.5 points. And it is... Wow. We just got a massive super chat, so we'll talk about that in a minute. And it is Brighton Hove Albion at home, Sheffield United at home, and then Man United away. What do you think, Seb? Over or under?
He's getting over before he even faces Man United in this run, isn't he?
Yeah, he'll only have four points going into that United game and he'll smash it. Rich?
Thinking. I'm going to go under.
Ooh.
Oh, good ooing, Seb. That was good synchronised ooing. I like it.
I've just gone under on the best player on the list.
Before I forget, we've had a $22 super chat, and it's from Kay, and it's on wildcard 30, free hit 34, bench boost 37, Petrovic, Onana, Udogi, Lascelles. You might want to look at this, by the way. Gusto, Son, Salah, Palmer, Saka, Haaland, Isak, Darwin, locked. I've got remaining three spots. I have Madison 7.9, Poro 5.6, Gabriel 5. Is selling the former three 15.9 in the bank? Any suggestions? So who's he not got if he's wildcarding now, basically? So has he got triple City and triple Spurs and triple Chelsea? He's got Gusto, which I think is a tough one getting him now.
So this is wildcarding now, right?
Yeah. Free hit.
With a strategy of free hit 34, which I guess makes sense.
I tell you what, so the next couple of minutes is not us working this out.
I can answer it quickly.
Oh, go on then.
Well, I was just thinking I'd want to keep my eye on on Richarlison. It sounded like, let's see what he does for Brazil tomorrow night, because I'd much rather, if Richarlison looks like he's going to start against Luton, much rather have Richarlison over Madison. Porro, I think, is fine. And Gabriel. So yeah, I like those. So if that's what he's asking, is it basically asking about those three spots? Because they all seem to make sense to me.
Yeah,
I think he's... Even Gabriel. I guess Gabriel... I mean, I'm not on wildcard, but I guess Arsenal, it's a tricky one because you could start looking at Spurs assets, Chelsea assets. Yeah. Like Van Dijk as well, potentially.
I like it, though. I think he set that team up really well, especially with the free hit 34 as well. I think that's good. There's not a lot I would really change about that, I don't think. Yeah, I think you smashed it.
I'd genuinely just be tempted by like Raya. I think that might work better with the way you'd want to play your goalkeepers and defenders going forward. Yeah. Just trying to project that. Yeah. I think otherwise, yeah.
Very quickly as well, before we move on to our bus team, Stay asks, and this is not for you, Seb, so he says you can sit this one out if you like, you'll see why in a minute, that's not us being rude, says, what's the significance of our handles? So I've got FPL mode and obviously Rich is Flapjack. Rich, do you want to explain the Flapjack one first?
I genuinely don't know. I think I was literally like eating one. So I could have been kebab. Could have been anything, couldn't I? Benson and Hedges. Who knows? Like, yeah.
mine is I was trying to set up a NFL fantasy team name and there was a player at the time called Marshawn Lynch and he was beast mode. And I'm a teacher, so I changed mine to Teach Mode was my name. I was FPL Teach Mode when I joined Twitter. So yeah.
You eating Skittles?
Yes, I was, yeah. right.
Oh, mine is because...
Yeah, because of my mum and dad.
I guess. Like, so my dad really liked Brideshead Revisited. There's a character in that called Sebastian. So he was a character he enjoyed.
What's your real name, Sebastian?
I got called Sebastian. And
not Little Mermaid then.
No, that was just a happy accident, you know. Years later, get associated with a crowd.
My dad was a massive Little Mermaid fan. He was hope for a girl.
I didn't have a name for the first few years of my life. They were just waiting for that.
Amazing. Right, bus teams then. So this is me at the moment. I've got Neto in goal, got Gabriel, Zabanyi and Udogi. I wasn't planning on playing Gabriel, but then Reguilón got suspended. Then I've got Palmer, Bowen, Son, who is my captain at the moment, with Alanga and Saka. And then Watkins and Tony up top. I've got my two Luton boys on the bench, which is Doughty and Morris, with Reguilón, who's suspended on the bench as well, and Areola. I think it's fine. I'm really hopeful that Bournemouth could keep a clean sheet. That'd be quite nice. But apart from that, I feel all right. Wasn't expecting to play both Arsenal players this week. But Saka and Gabriel, you never know. They could do okay. And if fake Harry's anything to go by, I'm not going to have to worry about Saka anyway. So, so it's not too bad. I will be selling Bowen for Salah. That's the other thing as well. And then Salah could be my captain. Obviously, they got Brighton at home. So Salah will be in this team as well. I've still got 13 million in the bank, whatever it is. We'll see how it goes. But the original plan was to do Bowen to Salah this week and then do Watkins to Haaland next week. And knowing that people that are going to be wildcarding might not have Watkins is making me feel a bit better too. So, yeah, no, I feel it feels okay. Feels all right moving forward.
So you're not tempted to bench boost then? No, but serious question. Would you captain Son or Salah?
I think Salah. I think if I brought Salah in, I think I would. But I think Palmer, Son and Salah, having those three, feels pretty strong this week. I'm not going to lie. I feel like that's quite nice. I don't feel like I'm going to miss Haaland this week. I was always not going to have him this week anyway. So, yeah, if like I said, it feels okay. I feel like I've got the three best captain options this week if I get Salah as well. And then I think I will go with Salah.
I feel like Haaland has never punished you. That's just I remember him playing against 10 men and you got away with it.
Yeah, it's been 2 years now and every time I've gone against him, it's worked so far. So.
Yeah, I can't relate either.
Yeah. Let's move on to Rich's bus team. So talk us through your bus team, my man.
Yeah, I started to like it less and less as the international windows, international break's gone on. But I've got the same double Bournemouth as you, triple actually, but double defence. So Neto and Zabanyi. I've got Pau Torres, who I did for that. You remember that -8 a few weeks ago instead of 8 Nouri? So maybe here finally do something. And I'm starting Gabriel, which actually I don't mind. Arsenal was so good defensively and he is a genuine threat. So actually benching him, even though it's an awful fixture, that would worry me just as much. So I'm happy starting him. Then I've got Foden, Son captain, Palmer and Richarlison. I mentioned those comments earlier about Richarlison. It was from the Brazil national coach.
Yeah,
I was pretty confident Richarlison had a good shot at starting against Luton. If he doesn't, maybe I'm going to have to look at playing Saka over Richarlison. But it's just the thing is, if Richarlison starts, I was even looking at, if I knew Richarlison started, I'd potentially even captain him over Son. But I don't think I'm going to know that. So, and then Solanke, Watkins and Haaland up top. And then my bench is like Areola, Saka, Saliba and Doughty.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think I'm going to do a move. I mean, I can get Salah, but it would take a hit. And I don't want to lose Foden yet. I don't want to lose the Spurs boys yet. I don't want to lose Saka either. I did look at, could I do Saka to Salah? But then I've got to bench someone. And then obviously Saka's got Luton at home next week.
I think it looks all right. I think it looks okay. So there's no chance you get Salah this week, you say?
No, I definitely won't. I mean, I've held Palmer and Richarlison so long now.
Yeah.
I'm kind of, I think even actually if Richarlison's bench, I'm going to be tempted to start him over Saka.
I'm going to be loving life if I'm the only one owning Salah in this threesome then.
Fourth best defence in the league, Brighton.
Wow. Yeah, but still, Salah. Seb,
that surprises me.
Is that the last six,
how often though? I swear we see them.
No, it's over the season. It's over the season.
Yeah. Seb, talk us through your team.
Sure. So, just bring it up here. So I currently have Neto in goal, Trippier with an orange flag, Pedro Porro and Kukez playing, probably not playing realistically. Captain Palmer at the moment, Foden, Madison vice-captain, Douglas Luiz, Solanke, Haaland and Watkins up front with David Raya, Saka, Gabriel and Doughty on the bench. There are three yellow flags and one orange flag in this team and some suboptimal picks, both in terms of minutes, I guess, in probably Kirkus's point, and then just a lack of, say, Salah, Son. So you can see why I think, you know, I'm on the same sort of path as Rich, but I think my team is much more open to, say, this wild card now than, say, Rich would be, because I think I would get a gain that, say, Rich wouldn't, because I grab Son, grab Salah, but also remove a bunch of the players that are causing me a bit of a problem. So I did just fumble around with a wild card really quickly. This probably won't quite add up, so apologies there, but just looking at like what I'd look at. And hopefully this maybe helps the question we had to Super Chat as well, because I was just looking at that and thinking, oh, you know, that's a big Super Chat. I just want to make sure we do this properly. So potentially I think Raya and Petrovic would be my goalkeepers. I've enjoyed Raya as an option. So I think I'd stick with that. Defence of Pedro Porro, I guess Udogie's pretty similar. Possibly a Chelsea defender. We'd want to know about Gusto, Reece James, Zazzi, what have you, but I think a Chelsea defender makes sense. I think I'd go Bradley, and that's a defender Kay didn't have, so I'd be interested in thinking, obviously slightly shorter term, but if Trent is out, I think Bradley works nicely. Then Gabriel and unsure. Was looking around as like Everton, potentially a City to carry, not perfect. Unsure on that last one. Then midfield, I think it's a lot easier, right? You go Salah, Son, Palmer, probably try to hold Saka, maybe try and squeeze Richarlison in. That's where the money problems would come. I'd be tempted by Wolves as well. I think this is where Wolves come into the team. Yeah. Potentially Wolves come into that defender spot as well. Maybe that's where Itnori sits. And then the strikers, Haaland, Darwin, probably pick themselves. So suspensions and stuff notwithstanding, but while guarding now, so you'd have to have that. Then I guess you go Isak, other option being Solanke, maybe.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, with transfers. So with 34 coming, you just need to be losing Spurs players ahead of that or be able to bench them for then to have them for the doubles later on, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, one thing I did want to mention as well, that all this talk of Richarlison, completely forgot that that moves Son back to the left wing.
Yeah.
Well, I think we probably have enough data to say he is less effective. In any match, especially against poorer opposition, he absolutely could go off. But I am marginally less worried if I don't own him if Richarlison starts up front.
Yeah. No, I like it. I think General Zod mentioned it in the chat, by the way, saying how varied our teams are now. And actually, they really are. They all look
I didn't realise that me and Seb's team was so different.
Yeah.
Like your defenders, Seb, what has happened? It's like the wing backs who've all got injured club.
I had Pau Torres as well, mate. And I did Pau Torres. I think it's been a journey, mate. It's a miracle. And when I say miracle, I mean incredible large amounts of jam that I'm like within the top 30K. I do not deserve to be there. Like I've had a hit pay off for about like 5 weeks. And again, that's not really a sob story. I think some of them have been bad hits. But like, you know, the Bournemouth ones, I think I came out net negative. I did the same thing as you with like the Pau Torres and that didn't work out very well.
Yeah, Pau Torres destroyed. Even when we did Alvarez to Solanke, it took ages to pay off.
Yeah. And I think I had like, I think I had a hit involved that like Haaland and someone to get them back in as well that didn't go so well. Lacking Son. So yeah, I think my team needs a little bit of work.
The only thing I'd say is you mentioned, and I know you're not set on this, you just winged it. I guess you'd say about selling the Spurs assets ahead of 34.
Yeah.
But then I suppose you wouldn't have the wild card to then teleport, you know, three Chelsea and three Spurs.
Yeah,
back
so potentially that's just benching. I mean, I guess actually when I was talking about benching resource night, but if you're if you're bench boosting 37. So with that, with that wild card 30, I'd be bench boosting 37. So yeah, potentially I'm just benching those Spurs players.
Spurs have limited the variety of strategy so much. Yeah. That's what's quite impressive, that we might have three different ones. Because I do see why you're thinking of it, because I know there's not that many differences in our teams, but there's key differences, aren't there? Like Douglas Luiz is basically a dead asset now. I mean, maybe he'd be good for this week, you know, at home to Wolves, but you're not going to keep him on going, are you? And he's not going to free up much money when you sell him.
Yeah, it feels like there's... And I mean, I can't even do him to Richarlison. I've got a million in the bank. I'd be like 0.2 short. So even just an easy free transfer to William... Okay, I can't get Son, fine, make my peace with that, but grab my triple Spurs, Captain Richarlison, maybe that helps a bit. I think if it weren't for the fact that I was missing, say, Son, Salah, two big players, or I had, say, a better slash fitter defence going here, maybe I could struggle through. But it does feel, and I often say, you know, don't do this. Use wild cards when you plan to. But this does feel like an example of getting ahead of my plan slightly just to fix a bit of a broken team. And while that won't be the optimal wild card strategy for everyone, I think it might be for me just because of the state my team's in.
Yeah, that's why Richarlison's so pivotal, though, like you just mentioned. Because, I mean, if let's say we knew that Richarlison was going to start, you could just maybe find a way to get Richarlison in and not go for Son. And then your next worry is just going to be Salah. And then for me, next week when Liverpool have got Sheffield United, if I'm confident Salah's going to play, I can just sell Son for Salah and I've still got Richarlison. And I know that's talking about coverage, but Richarlison's almost as good as Son if he's playing through the middle. The only real decisive thing is obviously Son's a better finisher and he's got the penalties. Yeah.
If for the good of the stream, if all three of us wildcard at different times at the end of the season, I mean, that I don't
wildcard special every week.
Yeah, exactly.
It would only be a shame if I do wildcard that it won't be. Maybe we could do a Friday, Andy, if I do wildcard.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, just because it'd be a shame not to talk about it. But I genuinely don't know at this point. Anyone is a similar situation to me, I'm sorry for your loss. But I don't know what I'm doing at this stage.
Oh, imagine Kirk has scores against Everton.
Speaking of people that don't know what they're doing, on to the comm team. So the comm team, free hit this week. They had Flecking in goal with 2, Reguilón with -3. Doughty with 1, Pedro Porro with 1, Bowen with 2, Madison with 2, Son with 4, Kudus with 1, Morris with 2, Watkins with 2, and Tony with 1. So they got 15 points on their free hit, and they saw a red arrow down to 176k.
Not getting 21.
Ooh. Come on. Community team, you can't let this happen. You can't let all three of us beat you. Come on. Matt and Dan, sort it out. Come on.
They had us on the ropes. They had me on the ropes. Do you remember? No. Like they did. Like they were miles ahead of me at Christmas.
Yeah, cream rises, though, mate.
Do we know what their strategy might be going forwards?
Just try harder, I think. People in the chat, chuck us in your questions. We've got about 5 minutes. We can answer as many questions as possible.
Oh, we can get halfway through a question.
Yeah, exactly. We'll be all right. Ogioko says, solid discussion today, guys. Plenty of dissenting points, which is always welcome. Was so disheartened after a failed game week 29 free hit, but this helped inspire me going forward. Thank you very much. Alan Goldsmith says, Dice Brains is an anagram of Andy, Rich and Seb. There you go. We are quite defensive.
Take your word for it.
Dice Brains probably works, doesn't it? So yeah, like I said, chuck us in your questions and we'll try and answer as many as possible in the last kind of 5 minutes or so. Zephyr says try harder and he's laughing a lot. I don't get it. I've said it every week, just try harder, get more points, and they're not listening. What else can you do? You can lead a horse to water, can't you? Terrible. Luke
ever
says,
since you got to the top 50k, Andy, you've been just...
I changed. Luke, do I do a -4 to do Tony and Gibbs White to Muniz and Salah and then wildcard in 31? So does he take a hit to do -4 Tony and Gibbs White to Muniz and Salah, Seb?
I don't think so. Only because that hit to them wildcard in 31 doesn't feel like the optimal use of those 4 points. But maybe I'm wrong, Rich.
Yeah. Rich?
I mean, I just looked. So I hadn't looked at Fulham's fixture. So yeah, Fulham are away at Sheffield United. And Sheffield United... It seems, I don't know if it's statistical at all, Sheffield United do seem to concede more at home.
Yeah, they go for it a bit more.
But I don't particularly like it. I don't particularly like doing a hit. I know the fixtures are okay, But I don't get it, because you'll be wild carding to get Salah next week anyway, if you're wild carding. So, no. I don't see the point. I think either wild card or don't.
I mean, if you wild carded this week, you could grab those two. You know, if you think those two are going to go off, you could grab those two.
I'm guessing it's because he doesn't want Munez long term.
Yeah. But if that's one player, that's maybe... I mean, I don't think either is the optimal way, but if it's one player, that's not a massive sacrifice.
Yeah. Really. And then you're wild carded next week and you've already got Salah. So... Yeah. That's one less reason to do it.
FPL Chai is in the chat, who, by the way, awesome lad, and he wildcarded at the same time as me. What are your season rank projections from the three of you? So let's start with you, Rich. What are you going with for your where you think you're going to finish or where you're trying to finish?
I don't know.
16K.
you can't, like, control where you finish. This is something I've learned. Like, I have finished top 10K
for about four years.
Two of the last 3 years, I've been hovering around 10K. And then dropped off to like 20K. So I think I'm going to finish 25K again.
Oh, Seb?
I've done pretty well the last few years, apart from 1 year. So I think I'm probably due a bad one on 27K. So just hold on to this thing, it'll be fine. It's been a pretty poor season for me, I think. So I will take what I'm given.
That's depressing end.
Oh, such a poor season for
me. I'm only joking.
27K.
there's no way of not sounding like a dick.
Season over.
So yeah. Apologies. What I mean is, like, 27K is undeserved. So, like, I don't mean like, oh, I've done so bad not to be like top 5K. 27K is undeserved. I don't think I've played to deserve that. So I will take it.
We've just had 400 people leave the chat. I'm going to be optimistic. I'm going to be the only one out of a lot of us that will be. And I'm going to say I'm going to finish 14K. Because that would be my best ever finish.
All right, I'm going to finish 2K then.
No, brilliant.
I'm just going to copy your team.
I like it. Who else we got? We've hopefully got a few more. Snadevil says, Robertson for anybody? Seb, you tempted by Robertson with Liverpool?
Don't think so. I think I'd grab Conor Bradley if I was after a Liverpool fullback, which is going to be slightly shorter term, right?
Yeah. Rich?
This is something I've looked at with my future plans, and I think it's probably going to be Van Dijk.
Yeah.
It's boring, though, isn't it?
Interesting. Well, Indy's kind of asked something interesting there as well about what's the final bandwagon of the season, do you think? So, Rich, who's going to be the bandwagon that nobody can see coming at the moment but will be in more teams moving forward?
Yeah, if you could just see coming the thing that no one will see coming, that'd be really useful. Thanks, mate. Also, lottery numbers.
Okay, I'll tell you who it's going to be. It's going to be Elise.
Ooh.
Something will happen. I think a lot of people, because have you noticed Palace's fixtures, and I don't know if he's going to be back, but Palace's fixtures are awful in like the 2 weeks before their double. They've got City away in 32.
Oh, yeah, just seen that.
And then they've got Liverpool away in 33. So you're coming off the worst two fixtures. And then going into a decent double where, yeah. So I'm going to go Elise, because I think a lot of people go Eze. So then people would try and be different with a better player.
Yeah. Seb?
Callum Wilson rekindles a past
Callum
glory.
Wilson,
he's expected back the 11th of May, so he has 1 week Brentford away. Some goals.
Well, I've said mine. I think Nicholas Jackson is going to start sneaking into teams.
I think it's a really good chat. I think
the strikers have got bad again because Watkins is now not that important.
Yeah.
I think there's a lack of them, whereas a few weeks ago we were struggling to squeeze them all in.
I think Nicholas Jackson is perfect as well because people will laugh that you think people will be getting him. And then I think it's going to become like a bit of a bandwagon at some point, but we'll see.
That makes a ton of sense. You've got my support. I mean, he would make some sense on a wild card this week if you were doing it.
Exactly. And what some of us Pedro? Are thinking Pedro. About playing it. Pedro.
We go Pedro again.
João Pedro. I didn't think who that was for a second then. Yeah, he could do, couldn't you? I don't, because Brighton have obviously got a double at some point. So... we'll see what happens there. Right, thank you so much for everybody in the chat. I have no idea how many people watch us anymore because the way we now stream, I don't even get to see what it is, so I don't get to see. But make sure you like and subscribe, guys. And if you've got any nice things to tell us, make sure you put them on Twitter because we always love reading them. But we do hope that we helped you a little bit this week, and thank you so much for joining us. Rich, thank you so much for joining us this evening. I hope you enjoyed yourself.
I did. No, it was good. I missed this.
Yeah, me too. Seb, hope you enjoyed yourself as well, my man.
I did, yeah. I did. Thank you very much.
Yeah, no worries.
That sounded hesitant, didn't it? I was going
to try to say something nice to say.
Yeah. I was going to say I missed it too, and then I was like, I wish you said that. What does that sound worse? And then I just didn't say anything, which just sounded worse than all of it. So yeah.
Well,
I think I've nailed that. Great, thanks, guys.
Yeah, no worries. I'm hoping that I can stop the stream, but I've got no idea whether I'm going to be able to. So we'll see what happens in a minute. But thank you so much for all the guys that have joined us tonight. Thank you so much for all the girls that have joined us tonight as well. And we will see you all again next week. Bye-bye.
Toodaloo.